A listener who describes himself as a 20-year fan says, I'm a longtime listener and generous supporter who begins my day at 5 a.m. listening to Morning Edition. During those first 2 hours, about every 15 minutes, I hear on-air testimonials from various persons in the community about how much they love WHQR. I've heard each of them over 100 times, and while they were endearing at first, they are now really repetitive and annoying. Please, can you play a snippet of music to fill that time instead? Thanks. Digby Delgado wrote, Since moving to Southport over 3 years ago, I've listened virtually exclusively to your station. Before coming here, I was a listener and member of Philadelphia Public Radio, WHYY, Baltimore Public Radio, New York Public Radio, and Washington Public Radio. In other words, I've been listening to NPR stations for many years, and I've learned a lot as a result. Maybe too much. While I also have enjoyed Diane Rehm's program for many years, I do not enjoy her program at 3 p.m. I miss the second hour of Talk of the Nation 4 days a week and the second hour of Science Friday once a week. Now for the second, more important comment. Soon the month of February will be here. However, virtually all professional media people don't say February. Instead, they say February. Some of these people are local WHQR broadcasters. If you will check the web for the book, The Uncommon Reason of Digby Delgado, and see Chapter 2, Words and Phrases, this problem is explained clearly on page 18. I have two suggestions to resolve this issue. One, please ask each of your on-air staff to clearly say February. Or two, please support my efforts to get the word changed officially to February. Incidentally, please tell George Scheibner that he did a grand job with my recent day sponsor message. Richard Bracey, a retired CBS News Washington, D.C. Capitol Hill correspondent, likes WHQR News during Morning Edition and All Things Considered.
Message sent Wednesday, December 7th.
WHQR News has become the best in the Wilmington radio market. Unfortunately, AM and almost all other FM stations, because of economic and programming reasons, are no longer sending broadcast journalists to important news events. In some instances, there is no local news. Michelle Bliss and the other excellent staff members from the UNCW Writing Graduate School know how to report, write well, and deliver the story. Especially WHQR News presents in-depth news features on elections and other big news events. I appreciate public radio news very much because many years ago I learned the basics at Michigan State University public TV and radio news.
Listener Carol Cunningham wrote, Have I missed something? Is there a change in the schedule for Midday Cafe at 1 p.m.? No, there has not been a change in Midday Cafe. Barring things like occasional holiday specials in the next few weeks, it will continue as before. On Tuesday of last week, we were forced to evacuate our building due to a construction accident next door. Since it was impossible to do Midday Cafe live, we ran a syndicated hour of classical music, but that was exceptional. Listener Jan Dunnington wrote, I loved Annie Gray Johnston's commentary on children. It was actually a case of laugh out loud in my car. We'd love to hear from you on Friday feedback for your questions and comments, likes and dislikes about any aspect of the station. We're on Facebook and Twitter. You can also send us feedback with an email message to feedback@whqr.org or call our listener comment line at 910-343-1640, extension 6. And thanks for your feedback.